We came up with this name, Chris Bell actually helped me come up with this, is the title of Professional Misfit. I think we're professional misfits here today. I don't know if you guys would agree. But here's the thing. We're going to resist the norm, the status quo. Okay, so that's what this is all about, joining the resistance. Are you guys ready to join the resistance? So, I'm so glad that I did Forward One. This would be back at Forward One. And going back, I didn't even know what I was doing at the first Forward event. Like, it was, like, literally, I just put it together, and then I hoped people would come, and then I realized nobody comes. So then I had to DM a bunch of you guys and figure out how I would fill the room. And it worked out, but I remember right beforehand, some of my friends, hey, why don't we try this, and why don't we do this? And we put it together, and I thought I just barely got through it. But afterwards, someone was like, yo, dude, this event marked, it's changing. And another person was like, man, this is the best one I've ever been to. And I'm like, wow, that's powerful, right? And so obviously I stuck with it. I lost a bunch of money doing it, and I was super nervous, and I didn't even have the confidence that I have now, but I stuck with it, and every year just kind of got better and progressed, right? And so I think about this a lot. Like, I was talking to my mastermind about this yesterday. You have to be able to put out the shitty version first. You know, so many people want to wait till it's perfect until they put something out. If I would have waited that, we wouldn't be here today, right? So I said it started in the basement. Literally, we did these classes in small rooms, and it just kept growing from there. And I documented it all along. The only reason we're able to put together a 10-minute video full of 15-second clips is because we've been filming for the last 6-7 years, right? And so I think if I would have waited, we wouldn't have that journey. And so think about that in your own growth in your own personal brand. People will follow along when it's not perfect. That's the part that's true. You know, everyone's trying to put out their best things and not show the losses. You know, I had something terrible happen to our family this week, and I talked about it on social media. Not to ask for sympathy, but to warn other people and let people know, like, hey, this is something you need to take seriously. I had so many people, other big influencers, reach out and say the same thing has happened to them recently, but they never said anything. Why? Probably because they don't want to share or look weak or share a loss that they had, right? So think about that. You can't share the wins without the losses. It doesn't, it means it's just fake. So I think about my brand, and my brand grew alongside Forward. Like, I was growing with it. I was building it as it grew, and it started to really give my personal brand another level. So in the beginning, it was like we were kind of connected, and then I just started to take off with my brand as the event kept growing. But I also think about this. This same path has happened for many people here. How many of you were at, how many of you, by the way, is this your first Forward? So we got about, maybe, we just over half the room. Clap it up for everybody here who was their first Forward. Okay, so check this out. This is the thing. So many of you came to Forward, 1, 2, 3, like, and along the way, I've seen the same thing happen with you. I've seen your brand pivot and take off. So think about that in terms of this being a moment that can really change that trajectory. And I talked about this a minute ago, but this is a really concept that I believe in wholeheartedly. It's building public. Talk about the things you're working on, right? It can't just be letting people know that you're the top guy and this is what happened, here's my win. You gotta talk about, what am I working on? If I'm not excited about this, you're not gonna be excited about this. You know, part of leadership is taking people to a place that they may not wanna go, but then they'll thank you when they get there. You know, I had to pull just some of you guys on the game here. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm kind of busy. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, you know, then we go back to work, right? And so then they get here and they're like, thank you so much, man. This is awesome. So think about, like, you need to get people involved in what you're doing. If you're not excited about the business that you're in right now, A, you can get really excited about that shit, or maybe you should quit. You know, maybe you should do something else. Because I can just tell you right now, it's hard enough. Even for us who are pumped up about this, and if you're just like lax about it, it's not going to work. People can tell you're not into it. Can you guys tell I'm in Forward? Right? Just a little bit, you know? So I'm putting my whole self out there on this, and that's why people show up. By the way, everybody keeps asking, I'm not trying to flex, but people keep asking, how do you fill the demand? How do you do this? How do you do it? It's because it's not about me, it's about you guys. This is the community here. People come for the community, come for us. It's all about us together, so we can all grow together. And I think about when you put out the thing that I hear most is people are scared. They're fearful. But here's the thing I learned about fear, okay? You can think about fear as forget everything and run. Or you can flip it. Let's flip that shit and let's say face everything and rise, right? This is the reframe we need to make with fear. Because as I face my greatest fears, which this being one of them right here, you rise up, right? You get past it. And then it turns into your greatest asset. The thing I used to hate, like I would literally go super dry, I get nervous, the tics, the whole thing, man, stuttering, and now I can do it with confidence. So it doesn't mean like, oh, you know, this is how easy for you to say. No, this is definitely not easy for me to say. I suck at this, and then I got better. So think about that in terms of where are the uncomfortable places that you need to go in the next 12 months. The thing I love about this conference and what we teach is small tweaks equal big leaps. Right? Think about this. We can shift one thing, right? I can have you start your videos a certain way. I can have you start your next talk with a certain opening statement. And it can change the whole trajectory of what you're doing at that particular opportunity. The reason why is because you're speaking to a bunch of people, and as you change, make an improvement, it now has exponential effect on your business and your brand. So think about this. I think about all the small things that we can do. 80% effort gets you 80% results. 100% effort gets you 1,000% results. Why? It's because that last 20% nobody goes. We just spent 3 hours last night fixing a 5-minute segment of that video that you guys will see one time. And maybe you won't even remember. Why? Because it was that important to us. We're testing this, we're testing this. Like, think about the small changes you can make. It's not about trying to change everything all at once, blow the ocean. It's about what are the things I can do today and this week. So here's the thing I want to give to you guys this morning before we kick off this day, okay? I want to get you the most ROI for your experience here today. So I want to give you three things. The first thing I need you to do is, as you take bookful of notes and you start getting inspired by different things, pay attention to when something hits you and you feel it. Circle that idea or put it on a separate note. I want you to leave with just three ideas, okay? Three things that you think really resonated with you. Now, you're going to have more than that in your notes, but the likelihood of you going through all the notes is very low, but the likelihood of you looking at 2-3 things and actually taking action is extremely high. So we just need to distill it down. Think less is more. I don't even care if you decide to filter and be like, I'm not going to take notes until I feel something. Because that way, it's actually going to be something you implement in your business. The other thing I need you to do is meet 2 new people today, okay? Now, one person maybe you came with already, I need you to get out of the clique and like go walk up to somebody. What's really cool about the Forward Fam is we're all interested in helping each other and sharing openly. Raise your hand if you came to Forward by yourself today. A lot of people. Okay, so these are the people, if you came with other people, these are the people we need to connect with. I connected with someone at an event in 2021, just like this, it was called Pride, and I connected with them. This guy named Mike, and it was through a forced networking exercise. You know the kind that we hate and we kind of move up? They're like, hey guys, stand up on your feet, super cheesy, and go do this and do this. And they gave me some prompts, and I was like, oh fine, I'll do it. And I went there and did it. We're still connected today, we've done business together. He's done deals, mortgages with us, I've done stuff with him. And like, it's really cool to see that it works. There's a guy in our mastermind, Lee, who just told us yesterday that he's tracked his referrals from the Forward community, and he's at 6 figures plus on referrals just from people he meets in his room every year. Right? And like, there's like things, ideas we can do that could blow up our business, but don't forget about the basic shit of like, you shake more hands. You know, the more hands you shake, more money you make. So don't forget about connecting with 2 people. Do that for me. And then the last thing I need to do is get out of your comfort zone. I challenge the people in our mastermind to make a collab video. And I'd love for you guys to implement this. Like, pick somebody, connect with them, and then just make a video and post it on, name each other's collaborators. You'll both be in the feed together. You can help each other. Your audience can help each other grow. Someone's like, well, you know, I got more followers than that person. Who gives a fuck, bro? You're not famous. Here, you know, like, dude, it's so cringe, you know, when people think, well, I got a little audience, so I'm like famous. No, we're all the same. The reason why we're all the same is the algorithm has changed. If you haven't seen this, like, somebody here has 80 followers, somebody has 80,000, you both have an equal chance to hit one out of the park, right? And so think about this in terms of getting out of your comfort zone. Maybe what I just said earlier, walking up to someone new and introduce yourself and asking, you know, about their business is the way you get out of your comfort zone. And the more you do that, it just builds the muscle. And that's how you can have big growth. It's not going to be from doing the same things. So, are you guys cool with this okay so far? Are you guys with me? The energy's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so before we kick off, I just want to thank a few people, and then we'll get straight into it. Here at Forward, I talk about the Forward standard of the things that we do. And sometimes we drop the ball, but we lift each other back up. And so this is just one of the pictures of many of our crew. Like, five of us are working here since the beginning. Since the very beginning. Derek and I I've been working together for 6-7 years now. Vito is a wild man. You guys know Vito over here. And what I found is these are the best people in what they do. You know, they're the best at what they do, and we all want to help each other grow. So we all come together and do different things throughout the year, and it's really cool vibe. The next thing, next person I really want to thank, and this is just something I've said publicly a lot, and I think it's really important for you. You know, before you get your business stuff in, you're not going to be able to do it if you don't have your home lifestyle in, you know? And I see so many people handicapped, severely handicapped in business because you have problems at home with your spouse or with your kids or going through divorce. And we all know this, like when things are off at home, you're not yourself at work, right? So think about how you can improve that. And I'm lucky because my number one supporter is my wife. And then when it got a little crazier, she kept doing it. Maybe she regrets some of it now, but like, she doesn't tell me that because she knows that it would affect my confidence. And if I have this little hint of like insecurity, it messes up everything you're doing. So she supports me and I support her. And so together we're like the Avengers, bro. We're like, and I was like, look, when you're locked in with your spouse, nobody can fuck with you. You know what I mean? So think about that. You should be a team and you should function together. Yeah, I'm not. I don't know where you are, but I love you, Whitney. Thank you so much. And also, the big thing, I want to thank my family because it's not easy for me to do all the stuff I do. And it does, if I'm being honest, like, we are out of balance sometimes. There are times when I'm completely out of balance. And I think about a pendulum, like, I got to bring it back more. And I work on that. It's something I struggle with. I'm not being like saying I have my shit together, but what I've really focused on the last few years is being more intentional with the time I have with my family. If you have older kids, you know what I'm talking about. You know when you get the Facebook memory and then it just gets choked up in the middle of your workday? Because you just weren't as present as you should have been. So if there's one thing I wish I would have been a little bit more present, but I make up for it. You know, like, all you can do is just change things going forward. So I do what I do now for my family, also for myself, also for everybody else. But think about, you know, how many of you, your family is a big driver for why you push so hard in business. Raise your hands. So it's like almost all the room. Some sociopaths are weird people that are like, all right, cool. I'm grateful for my family, okay? So I just want to put that out there. This is my biggest accomplishment, first and foremost, right here. I love you guys. But guys, I just spoke to these people backstage before we kicked off today, and there's an executive here at Resorts One. He's like, Neil, bro, thank you so much for your business. And they're trying to honestly like woo us to come back next year every year. And so they're like, yo, thank you. And I was like, hey, we're really happy to be here. The event's good. He's like, I was like, man, you know, our group is a little different. And so I know it's early in the morning. I don't know what else you guys have going on around here, but we get pretty loud here. And he's like, yeah, I got that. Like, that's a typical corporate crowd. I was like, no, we're different. Like, we're different. And he's like, okay, no worries. And then he just kind of, I don't know where he's at now. But would you guys do me a favor? Can we show these people what we're made up here this morning before we get kicked off? Oh, and by the way, many times we do this every year. Some of the shots, the video shots of you guys going crazy, end up in all of our promos. Some people have become immortalized in our forward promos. Like, forward two or forward one videos that are just in them still. So it's a great promo for you guys too. So what I need to do is just stand up. I know it's early, but let's get up on our feet here. And what we need to do right now is on the count of three, I need you to just show these people. Let's show the freaking Las Vegas Strip, by the way, what we're made of here at Forward, okay? And then yeah, we'll have to do that, right? Okay, so let's do this on the count of three. One, two, three, let's go! I think that was a warm-up. I think you can do way better. Some of you walk in the back. get his hand up. I saw a few people. You know what's crazy? People come from Thursday night and they shoot the whole load in Vegas. You know, like, comes up all night gambling. Like, that was, dude, wait, you know, like, slow your roll. Okay, so let's do this again, but this one, let's make it come. Let's make the whole fucking casino, the whole place here, all the people working here feel us. Let's make the Las Vegas Strip feel us. Just do this with me one time. Are you guys ready for this?
All right.
Okay, so, ready. On the count of three, this one counts. This one really, really counts. This is not the test. This is the real one. On the count of three. One, two, three. Let's go!
Referral of some kind. Don't lie. Look around for a second. Almost 100%
crazy part is this. We think that just because you did a good job for Jenny, Jenny should refer you. No. You did a good job for Jenny. Jenny referred you. Jenny now expects you to do a better job. I'm dead serious. Just like I showed up and you're like, you better not do some shit, Dad. Jenny expects you to do a better job because our best clients come from our best clients. And I play this video for myself every morning. I want to play it for you. This video. Every single morning at 4:45 a.m. I do something called the 5 a.m. club. I play it for myself every single morning. And I want to share this with you. This, every single morning I play it. So let's listen to this.
Am I a bad person? Tell me, am I? I'm single-minded. I'm deceptive. I'm obsessive. I'm selfish. Does that make me a bad person? Am I a bad person? Am I? I have no empathy. I don't respect you. I'm never satisfied. I have an obsession with power. I'm irrational. I have zero remorse. I have no sense of compassion. I'm delusional. I'm maniacal. You think I'm a bad person? Tell me. Tell me. Tell me how mean am I? I think I'm better than anyone else. I want to take what's yours and never give it back. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
You've got rates, you've got people being crazy, you've got our industry being nuts, you've got politics. With everything that we need a plan.
Yes.
Okay, then four people believe that we need a plan. All the other ones. Do you believe that we need a plan?
Yes.
Awesome. That's it. You already have step one. You're like, you should let me right now. Out of the five steps, I already gave you one. Right? Because if you don't believe that you need a plan, none of their other four steps will work. All right, so we're good. We already believe that we need a plan. And the only way we get a plan is because we prepare. Because how we prepare is just how much we can. Okay? Here's part two. You like how I already got number two already? This is good, right? Number two. Here's number two. I want to tell you about the unfair advantage of the best entrepreneurs in the world. And you're going to say, okay, he's going to come up with something foo-foo. I am. You're like, how? What are relationships? Sean, you need to build relationships. No, I want to give you something tactical. Let me give you something tactical. About 5 years ago, I had a little milestone birthday. And I told myself, I came up with this thing called the 10-10 forever rule. Okay, 10-10 forever. What 10 relationships can I invest in for the next 10 years so that I have a partnership forever? What 10 relationships can I invest in for the next 10 years so that I can have a partnership forever? 5-6 years ago, I made some investments. And you don't, if I ask you this right now, you'd be like, well, I don't know what 10 relationships I'm investing. 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I started investing into some of my best friends right now, Allison and Ramosi. I never thought anything would happen. I helped them build and sell their business. We became great friends. And for 5 years, we were great friends. We didn't even have a picture together. That's how much investment happened in a relationship. And today we're partners. How many of you know the broke agent? Can you raise your hands? There is no one in the real estate business that has ever done what the broke agent Eric Simon has done. Nobody. He actually built an entire brand. The only person in this entire business that has built the brand, if you're not calling the broke agent, you should, by the way, built the brand on entertaining and educating simultaneously. The broke agent has the largest brand in the real estate business that is loved and adored and admired by all. And I was like, man, I want to spend time with Eric. I want to invest in that relationship because he and Byron Lizzie are awesome, building BAM, which is the greatest media company in the real estate business right now. Right? And then I met Neil. And when I met Neil, I was like, man, I want to invest in the Neil Deaver stock. I want to build, he was my 10-10 forever. And the crazy part is, you may say, well, Sean, what is investing in? How many of you think it's right in? What does investing in a relationship kind of mean? I'm talking about future-proofing your business, right? Investing in a relationship. So I'm going to give you 5 rules for investing in a relationship. Rule number one, the no scorecard rule. I had a friend recently call me, and my friend said, hey, Sean, I have a bunch of questions. Can you help me? I'm like, sure. So I'm on the phone. I'm helping him with stuff. I'm helping him. And he's talking to me. I'm answering whatever questions, right? And at the end of the call, you know what he says? Hey, thanks so much. What can I do for you? By the way, do not lie. You have done the same thing. It's a human thing to say, this person gave me something, so I'm going to ask if I can help that person. He put me in a position where I had to come up with an ask at that point, and I couldn't even actually appreciate giving him what my knowledge was. He took away. He dishonored me for helping him. Do not ever do that to somebody. Because you know what that means? That goes to the I owe you one relationship. You have never, ever won anything on an I owe you one relationship. Never. If anyone is keeping score, you have already lost. The no scorecard relationship is the only way to win. It doesn't matter if you are 10 deep and they owe you 10. You'd rather be that way. There's no scorecard every time. Neil can't call me today, tomorrow, day after, I'm like, wow, he owes me 3. No, that's not how it works. Rule number two, you got to go overboard and do a mission. By the way, let me tell you a story, right? It is ridiculous. I will tell you how relentless and ridiculous Neil is. So, in the Ford Mastermind, how many of you in the Ford Mastermind, raise your hands? All right, hey, I appreciate you guys, good to see all of you again. So in the Ford Mastermind, Neil was doing this mastermind. He's like, Sean, can you speak at my mastermind? I said, sure. So I thought it was gonna be 15 minutes from my house. They changed the hotel, and it was actually 2 hours from my house in San Diego. And I said, Neil, bro, I can't do this. I have to be home by noon on a Saturday. He's like, and I was like, I'll do the next one. He's like, no, man, there's gotta be a way. Right? I was like, the time's too tight, I can't do it. And he sent me a text, he goes, listen, you need to be home by noon. I will guarantee you'll be home by noon. I'll have a car pick you up. I'll have a chopper that take you. They will drop hop you up and down to San Diego. You can speak. You can get back to the car, get back to the chopper, and I guarantee you'll be home by noon. Fucking crazy. Like, who does that, right? And it's to the point where I can't even say no because I feel so bad. And then, of course, I get there, and I'm home by noon to take my son to soccer game. And he got me on a chopper. And he, and by the way, Neil, being the master that he is, he will milk the story for 5 more years. Right? That is Neil for you. But you do epic stuff because now I'm able to tell the story. I love him more because of that. Right? Let me give you this. You got to be extremely generous. Rule number 3, extremely generous and expect nothing in return. Recently this summer, I had a semi-monster birthday. And Neil and his family flew to Orange County and took my family to Disney. They paid for all of it on the full VIP tour, where the kids, everyone gets to the front of the line. You think there's a scorecard relationship that would do that? That is insane, it will never happen. But that's how much, how generous they are, and that develops the relationship, right? Here's number 4. You gotta share all the assets that you have. It's amazing how people don't share the assets. You have podcasts, get people on your podcast. You have a show, get people on your show. You have introductions, make the introductions. Like, every time I have an event, the biggest event that Neil's spoken at was Rise, that was our stage. I put him on our stage, you know why? Because I want him, I want to share Neil with the world. And you put him on, put me on his podcast, share all the assets with people. That's how you build a relationship. And last but not least, rule number 5, is you say yes to everything that they ask for. The answer is always yes, now what's the question? That's how you get the 10-10 forever. That's how you do your business without AI. So instead of investing in the next hot startup, I want you to ask this question, which is, what are the 10 relationships that you're betting on for the next 10 years? What are the 10 relationships that you're betting on for the next 10 years? That's what's going to make you win. All right, so that was number 2. Good, on the future, give me a 2, give a raise a 2 on your hand. Like 2 so far, good. All right, let me get to number 3. It's going to get the tactical part. Here's the tactical part. I want to talk about capturing arbitrage. Let me explain what I mean by that. How many of you have heard the rule, the Murphy's Law? Can you raise a hand? Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong, will go wrong, right? There's another law called Parkinson's Law. It says work will expand the time allotted. Meaning, if you put 10 hours to write an email, it will take you 10 hours to write the email. I saw all this and I came up with something called the Schrondorf Law. Okay, let me tell you about the Schrondorf Law. The Schrondorf Law is this. There is a way, all platforms evolve the same way. How many of you do some form of content at some point in your life? Okay, all right. There is a way that content works, and I want to give you this law, and I want to show you how this law works, all right? The law works this way. Anyone ever run Facebook ads? Okay, most of us. So let me explain how Facebook ads work. There's 3 ways in which this law works. There are 3 phases. Phase number 1, when you run into a new platform, you start to run Facebook ads, everything works. It is the golden age of Facebook. How much of a quantity you put out there, it works. And then it stops working. Because then the next phase is the quality phase. Only the quality ads start to work. And then that stops working. And the next phase is the quantity of quality phase. You gotta put out a ton of ads after that. I'll give you an example. So my partner Alex Ramosi is launching his 3rd book, Money Models. Let me tell you, we made 1,000 ads. We made 1,000 ads. Not 1, not 2, not 100. 1,000. We're running 1,000 ads for millions of dollars. 1,000. That is quantity of quality. Any platform that you take SEO, quantity, quality, quantity of quality. If you're suddenly your Instagram reels are not getting any views, you know why? Quantity, quality, quantity of quality. In AI right now, we're in the quantity phase. No model matters. Everything works from a quantity perspective. The important part is, Schrondorf Law, is you have to realize where you are in this process. But there is arbitrage. There is a platform. There is a way right now that I'm going to show you. Wouldn't it be amazing for you to know where something is that early? Wouldn't it be amazing for you to know when the trend is early? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to show you this trend right now. And this trend is hyperlocal. Hyperlocal is the trend. Now, hyperlocal doesn't mean, let me show you about my listing. Hyperlocal means not being a real estate agent or a loan officer anymore. Hyperlocal means being the news anchor in your town so that you can talk about everything. example of hyper local. This is my friend and Neil's brother, Arjun Deegra, and he's a loan officer in California. Runs a great mastermind. Let me show you what one of the videos that he did.
You want to know what Doge and the city of San Francisco have in common? It's the focus on fiscal management. You see, our new mayor here in San Francisco, on day one of being in office, instituted a citywide hiring freeze amongst all agencies within the local government. He did this because he wanted to first address the major deficit within the city budget. And so he directed all of the various departments and agencies to realign their programming and start spending money within the city's priorities, focused on, and this is where it sounds similar, evidence-based results. If it's not short.
So, did you have any idea that Arjun is in the real estate business? Hundreds of thousands of views, because he is creating the news, right? And you may say, well, news, who cares about traffic? This is Bernie Govern in San Diego. Hundreds of thousands of views on this video. Watch this.
Orange County highways are getting an upgrade. Caltrans just announced a $623 million in road construction across the county. And a good chunk of that is headed here to North County. The 78 is getting $126 million to resurface 18 miles from Oceanside all the way to Escondido. That's a long overdue refresh for one of our busiest east-west corridors. The 5 freeway between National City and Del Mar is also getting a $114 million pavement overhaul, which is very much.
You think that's boring, but it's not, because that is what news is. When you control the news, you can make news by anything. Anything. This is my friend Katie in Houston, Texas. This is a video, it's still in real estate, that all of you should make in all your markets. So let me play Katie's video.
Want to know where the most $1 million homes sold in May 2025? Here are the top 5 neighborhoods in the Greater Houston area for luxury sales over $1 million. At number 5 is Spring Branch with 20 sales and the average sales price of $1,515,783, with homes on the market for about 39 days. Number 4 is the Heights, Greater Heights area with 23 sales over $1 million, averaging $1,453,701.29 on the market. Number 3 is Westview and Southside with 29 sales at an average price of $1,958,197 and only 20 days on market. Memorial West takes the number 2 spot with 30 sales averaging $1,538,184 and a super.
Here's the crazy part, you get the idea, but you know what that does? It is called the anticipatory frame. Every single person watching the video is like, is she gonna tell me about my neighborhood next? About my neighborhood next? You're just waiting for it. And so you get increased watch time on videos, and it keeps getting more. Everybody wants to watch this. Every single one of you should make that video. And it's awesome. But the cool part is, not one time did she say, here's my listing. Right? She's now the purveyor of the news. That's why you get the hype over her. This is my friend David Matthews. And you may say, he's talking about real estate here, and he's got a new development coming. And the interesting part is, he's just reporting the news. So watch this one.
Big housing news coming out of Thornton. Taylor Morrison just announced that they're kicking off sales of over 600 homes in the massive Parkside community right off of E470. This isn't just another suburban build, it's the biggest residential development the city has seen in years. Taylor Morrison's building 2 collections. The Horizon Collection offers 3 to 5 bedroom single family homes that are priced right under $520,000, and Westerly townhomes.
So the reason you're seeing this is you can still take easy reporting. The reporting is really good, but you think ultra hyperlocal. You know what happens there? Everybody starts forwarding each other. Honey, did you know that this is coming? Honey, did you know this is coming to market? Did you know this is a new development? In some location, should we do this? Should we actually renovate and actually buy something new? They are generating conversation because of hyperlocal. And they're not looking at it as, hey, who's this guy trying to sell me something? They're looking at it as news. You want to frame everything as news. Because over 60% of news is now consumed on social. But you can actually go pretty wild here. Check this one out by Fran Brickley.
Long Beach just approved public drinking downtown. Yes, really. Here's what's about to make downtown Long Beach a whole lot more interesting. The city council just voted to turn part of downtown into an entertainment zone. That means starting this summer, you can legally enjoy a to-go drink outdoors if you're 21 plus, wearing a wristband, and bought it from a participating spot. Think music, events, and open-air cocktails. But not everyone's on board. Some locals love the idea. Others worry about crime and public safety. But this is a major shift in how Long Beach wants to reimagine downtown nightlife. Share this with someone in Long Beach and comment, would you grab a drink downtown, or should we keep the streets dry?
Here's the crazy part. Rick's a really good friend of mine. Rick has been making videos and content for 9 years. And Rick, I apologize if I'm sharing too much here. Here's the crazy part. Rick's content did not hit for 8 years. He figured out, and it was not because he made bad content, it's because he didn't hit the curve right. Most of you are not, your stuff is not hitting because you're in the quality of quantity and quality phase. You can't put out 45 reels a week. You just can't, that are good. Because you know what? Originally, what did Gary Vee say? Oh, just make a video and chop it all up and put it away. You know what that is? That is a quantity phase. Some of you are still like, I'll just do a podcast, chop it all up and put it away. Don't lie, you have got this. But if you did the right thing, you put out the content, you only get 60 views. The reason is, you did the right thing in the wrong phase. Right? The market was working against you. And what happened to Rick is 8 years of doing this, he finally hit the right phase. And when you hit the right phase, everything looks like news. And now every single video that Rick's putting out is getting 100,000 to 500,000 views. On Facebook. It's insane. Right? So when you hit the right phase, and you know where you are, you can really get arbitrage around it. Okay, show you this one. This is my friend Alyssa Karnat. She destroys the Spokane market. Actually, there's more. There's no one in Spokane that does what Alyssa does. So watch how she does this video.
This is the newest hotspot in Spokane. It's an underground secret social club. It's just about the open up.
It's underground in the Papillon building, which is right near the riverfront park entrance. Lorraine is a French-inspired restaurant that gave me massive speakeasy feels. Tucked behind a curtain, you feel like you're entering another world. Soft jazz music, hushed whispers, and a super cozy, romantic feel. Now their drink menu really shines. Fun, creative garnishes like rosemary sprigs, a hot honey wand, dried blood oranges. I opted for a signature gin drink, and it was amazing. As for the food, so good. I still can't stop thinking about that black garlic aioli, so do yourself a favor and do not leave without having that. So all in all, 10 out of 10, I recommend Lorraine as the perfect spot to have your next date night or a ladies night out like I did with my little sister.
What you want to think about to get viral, to get views, to get impressions, is what would happen when someone watched that video? When someone watches this video, what are they going to do with their relationship? They're going to share it. Hey, we should go. Hey, this is awesome. They have to check this out. They share it in their groups, they share it in their group chat, they share it in their WhatsApp chat, they share it in all of that. She's optimizing for shareability. If someone watches your video and doesn't want to share it, it will not perform. The only thing that actually makes videos perform is the shareability. More people share, more eyeballs, more views. More shareability is everything. So when you make your video, you always want to think, what is the shareability of this? Why would somebody share this? And why does somebody share something? They share something what? They don't share it for you, they share it to look good. If I share it to my stories, I'm endorsing that thing. I want everybody to think I'm awesome, that I have an edge, it looks good, or I want something out of it. I share it to my wife saying we should go to this restaurant. Those shares make sense. Right? This is why hyperlocal works. You saw some real estate, some non-real estate, but the hyperlocal looks like news. The more news you have, the easier it is. If you have a new listing, make it about news. Right? And did you know that the only thing that's happening with this, the only floor plan that's working in Las Vegas right now is this. It's not like, I have a great house with a pool. Make it about news. Right? The more news you have, the easier to put your stuff in. This is my friend Ken Pozak. Ken runs this really great, anyone know Ken? Awesome. Ken is awesome. He runs this thing called the Orlando Reel. His is the most visited site, community site in Orlando. The number of leads, the number of builder contracts, the number of media interviews, the number of things that he gets in Orlando is insane. Because all he does is talk about Orlando, not about real estate. That's the cool part. Now he can make billboards about Orlando. He's built a brand about Orlando. He may as well be the mayor of Orlando. That's what he wants to do. Right? And if you can't do that, this is my friend Young Lee. Now, Young started a podcast called the Chicago Business Review. Now, if he said, hey Neil, you want to jump on the Chicago Business Review as a business owner in Chicago, Neil's like, oh, I get to be on the Chicago Business Review. That makes sense. But if Young said to Neil, hey Neil, you want to come on the Young Lee show? Now, Young's brilliant, but people being on the Chicago Business Review is way more cooler because you know that it's hyperlocal and that gives you status in the community. So now he's able to build a brand around that. Hyperlocal is going to win big time, right? And I don't know for how long, but now he's been riding the curve just like Ricky Lee rode the curve, right? So You can't just do this, you've also got to fix your messaging. Alright, pay attention, I got a quiz for you. Fill in the blank. Please, pay attention, fill in the blank. When you get stuck by a jellyfish, you should pee on it. Do you know that's false?
Yes.
In fact, that is so false that it makes it worse. And you know why we say pee on it? Because 20 years ago, in an episode of Friends, Joey Tribbiani makes a joke about peeing on a jellyfish sting. And all of us, the smartest people in the world, 20 years later, think we should pee on a jellyfish sting. Isn't that crazy? The crazy part is this. The world has changed from a language perspective. That's why we need to fix our messaging. For example, the things that we said for the last so many years, I'm telling you right now, do not work. If you are saying, it worked before, it just doesn't work right now. Because people are desensitized to the script that you got from a script book that was written by somebody from 40 years ago who's never sold real estate. Right? For example, this used to work 10 years ago. Hey, have you ever had any thoughts of selling? No. This is my friend Tom Ferry. He's amazing. I love him. He was my first coach in the business. He's awesome. This worked 10 years ago. It worked before Zillow. It does not work right now. And let me tell you why. My next door neighbor comes up to my house on a Sunday and he's like, bro, don't you know real estate agents? I'm like, I do. He goes, you need to coach them differently. I go, what happened? He's like, well, this guy came to my house and he did door knocking. I go, what's wrong with that? He door knocked and he said, have you ever had any thoughts of selling? And I said, what's wrong with that? He goes, Sean, let me give you a little difference. He's like, I'm in the life insurance business. That's like me coming up to your door and saying, have you ever had any thoughts of dying? It's interesting when you switch a little bit, you start to figure out that the things that we say are dumb. Right? The world has changed. And that's what's important. And that's why you need to realize this stuff. But for example, how many of you just sold? Eric, no, it's okay, by the way. Raise your hand. Four of you and the other 97% of you are in line. How many of you are just sold? All of us who just sold. So for example, you love the just sold. Doing the just sold is good. But the just sold is about you. But you just change the context. Now assume that Taco Bell didn't just sold. This is what you are doing! No one cares if you sold a taco. No one cares if you sold a house. And you know what your fees look like? This is what the Taco Bell fees looks like. You can never do this, though. This is dumb. No one cares, because it's about you. Good. Look at me. I'm amazing. I didn't just sold. I sold a taco. No one cares. You got to find a better way to message. Right? This is why this is important. Oh, there's this other one thing. Awesome. My friend Tim Smith, many of you heard this, who you work with matters. How many of you heard this? My friend Tim Smith in Orange County, California, brilliant, he came up with the stack of who you work with matters 20 years ago. Somebody said it at some conference, now everybody says who you work with matters. Now here's the interesting part. This is a duh statement. Flip it. Let's see if this makes sense. Who you work with doesn't matter. Does that make sense? No, of course it makes sense. It's dumb, don't say that. Of course it makes sense who you work with matters. But if you say, blah, 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 who you work with matters, you think because of that, they're going to hire you? No, that's like a gym saying, where you work out matters. It's the same gym. It's like, you can use it on anything, but the messaging is broken, it doesn't work. Everyone, right now, is desensitized to our messaging because people just roll up all the messaging. And we can do better. You've got to be like, how can I say this differently? The way you do it just sold is you do a news piece on a hyperlocal. How many of you have more than three listings right now? Raise your hand. Right? You know what you do? I gave my friend Andrew a piece of advice yesterday. You say, hey, the top floor plans that are selling in Nevada right now. News piece. Floor plan one, floor plan two, floor plan three. Those are your three listings. That works. That's how you market your listing, by making it about the floor plan. Right? My friend Shangela, I want you to watch this video. I want you to see how she changes the messaging and how she doesn't trigger any sales resistance. By the way, if you know Shannon, give me a picture of Shannon. She doesn't trigger any sales resistance. And the interesting part is about the messaging, where she's like, hey, I want to offer you something, but doesn't sound like normal messaging. Let's do this.
We've created a new option for home sellers, and honestly, it's
been a game changer for the right situation. Not everybody wants to deep clean, make repairs, or deal with showings and open houses. And while the traditional way of selling can help you walk away with more money, sometimes it's just not the right fit, especially if you're on a tight timeline or you just want a simpler process. That's why we launched the Director's Cash Offer Program. No showings, no repairs, quick close, cash offer. It's a great option for sellers who value convenience and flexibility. And if you're not sure which route will make the most sense, you can actually compare the cash offer versus going the traditional way. You can make the best decision for your situation. If you've been thinking about selling and want to explore both paths, just send us a message. There's no pressure, just honest guidance and real options.
You see how gently she did that? It has changed the messaging completely. It's the same exact video that you would normally do, but she just changed the messaging. If you'd like to do that, there's no pressure. I can give you both options. But she did that as a video, and she's been getting lead after lead after lead after lead with one video. Organic, right? I want to show you this video. You probably have seen it because I've used it in 220 keynotes. Right? This is my friend Jason Cass. Jason is awesome. Everyone should be friends with Jason. Jason is one of the smartest dudes I've ever met in my life. And he realized how to flip the I Have a Fire script to make it really specific. How many of you have clients or friends that have ever gotten an I Have a Fire letter to their house? All right, 7 of you, thank you for being honest, right? And then, but you know that most of them are false, right? The way you make it true is you actually make it more specific. And to make it specific, it actually makes it believable. It makes it believable what makes the answer. This video is a little bit of a year or two old, but Jason nailed it in how he delivers his soldiers.
If you're seeing this message, it's on purpose. I have a buyer. Their names are Sean and Amanda, and they're looking for a detached home in the North County coastal area up to $2 million. They're pre-approved and just finishing up the process of selling a place in downtown. They're looking to move in the next 30 to 60 days. We've seen everything on the market, and we just haven't found anything that works. So if this sounds like a match for you, please reach out to me and let me know and see if we can put together something off market.
Did you see all the specifics? Here are my clients, Sean and Amanda. They already sold their home. They're looking for something here. They're going through this process. It's between this price and this price. We've seen everything that's on the market. I'm looking for them right now. Here's the timeline. It's all specifics, right? And that's what makes it believable and it's hyperlocal, which makes it very, very helpful, okay? So the reason I want to share this messaging with you is the world has completely desensitized to our old messaging. I'm not telling you that who you work with matters doesn't work. I'm not telling you that, I mean, I already talked about selling this. I'm just telling you they all work in the past. They worked in the past. They're great things. They just don't work now anymore. Just like the Just Sold, just like Taco Bell. And we got to change it up a little bit. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is you can just make a few small tweaks, but you can prepare better. Because how you prepare shows just how much. Right? So, this is my fourth part. Are you guys tracking me? Am I going to the right speed for you? Okay, awesome. Here's the fourth part. The fourth part is this, which is, the world is filled with one-trick ponies. How many of you have ever heard the thing, man, that guy, he's just a one-trick pony? You heard that, right? Like it's a bad thing. So my daughter, she's 9 years old. My daughter said, Dad, do you know what a one-trick pony is? Dad, a one-trick pony is a unicorn. Which is amazing, right? But I thought about it, like, that makes a lot of sense. A one-trick pony is a unicorn. And the crazy part is, the world is filled with unicorns. Oprah was a unicorn. She was a storyteller that built media. She only did one thing very well. Everything else came as a result of it, but Oprah was a unicorn. Right? Jobs was a unicorn. He was crazy, but he had this amazing design sense. He was a unicorn. One-trick pony. Right? You have Taylor Swift. Any Swifties in the house? They deserve me too. Right? Yeah. When you have a 9-year-old daughter, you automatically become a swim. Right? What's your pony? She's got everything else that she built, but she's a great performer. She's a great entertainer. You have Yo-Yo Ma. You don't know him as the world's best cellist. You may not know, but he's a one-trick pony. He can play a cello. That's it. Right? He's a one-trick pony. Or you have Messi. He doesn't play basketball. He plays just one thing. And he does one thing very well. And he's a one-trick pony. That's totally okay. Right? You know The Rock, he's ripped. That's it. The one-trick pony. But you understand what I'm trying to say. How many of you know Mr. Beast? Mr. Beast is a one-trick pony. He makes videos. He makes unprofitable videos. He spends more. video than anyone else. Heck, if I've been trying to make a video than anyone else, after 20 years, I've been figuring out too, but I didn't. That's the point. He's a one-trick pony. When you spend time working on your weaknesses, you develop a bunch of really strong weaknesses. Right? That's really important. I bet right now that many of you in your business have success that come in from something. People are like, you need 5 lead pillars in your business. Which idiot told you that? Yoyoma has a cello. That's it. He got one. Right? There is something that you do in your business right now that you are really good at. You are a unicorn at. That's what we need to future-proof your business. I will tell you this. Cold calling works. Emailing works. Social media works. Facebook ads work. Inspired work. Fizzlers work. Everything works. You just quit too soon. You're like, you just quit too soon. And those of you that stuck with it, you won. You won. One-trick ponies are winners. Which is why, when you go to a real estate conference and you see someone on stage, you see Alyssa Carnett on stage, and she did hyperlocal, she didn't quit. She's a one-trick pony. But she's a unicorn. Based on that, everything else came into play. That's what's awesome. I want to give you some examples. This is my friend Alex Hugh. Alex just decided in Orange County, California, that he's going to go hard and master one thing, circle prospecting. He started to build a team, he started to get leads, he started to think about 50 brokerages, he started with coaching, all that. But then every time he wanted to win, he came back to one thing, circle prospecting. And he's mastering circle prospecting. This is my friend Dustin Rome. How many of you are the master agents? Dustin's awesome. He's built his entire brand on helping other people succeed. That is Dustin. He wants you to win. That is what he's mastered in. That is his one-trick pony. That is his unicorn power. This is my friend Nicole Sandra. Nicole has built her entire business making banger videos, even if it offends clients. Sorry, Nicole. Right? Sometimes it offends people, but she makes banger videos. She built this entire unicorn video strategy. But she made it so that she's like, I'm going hard on this. My friend Andrew Wayne in Alvarado Hills, California. All she did was she's like, I'm going to make a perfect listing presentation. That way, when I walk into a listing presentation at any point in time, I have 100% success rate. Everybody in the world is like, let me get better marketing. And Andrew's like, screw that. I'm just going to win every time I'm in front of a client. She's a one-trick pony. He's a unicorn. My friend Amy Umbridge is in the house. All she cares about is building an insane community. Amy works so hard, tirelessly, all day, all night, be like, I'm going to build the most insane community ever. She's a unicorn. You know Chelsea Pines, I think Chelsea's in the house, right? Chelsea's awesome at building a social media brand, using social media to sell brands. And she goes super hard on that. She's not about anything else. She's like, hey, let me show you how to do this. She's a unicorn. And my friend Eric Simon is broke. I will tell you, there's no one in the world that I actually can show you how to get content and convert it to clients like the brocade like Eric Simon does. There's nobody. There's nobody that can do that. But he's gone so hard on that. And if it's veering away from that, Eric will not do it. Because that's what's important. So the question I would ask, you probably get a picture of this, is how do you be a unicorn? Number one, please, it is totally okay to master something. Be an expert in one thing. Number two, give it a really cool name. Some of you may have heard of my thing called the Deal of the Week. I made one system called the Deal of the Week. I've done it 10 years ago. I've talked about it for 10 years. Number three, you make it kind of badass. Make sure it works. It works for you, it works for them. Number four, give it away for free. Stop charging money for your stuff. They know how to do it. And number five, talk about it forever. One thing, talk about it forever. If you did this, you became an expert at the one thing. You all have the one thing. You all have the unicorn. You just don't want to do it because you're distracted, because you're bored, because you're high need. I get it. They're giving you four. Good so far? One would be your plan. Number two, relationships. The 10-10 forever rule. Number three is to go hyper-local. Number four is the one requirement. Number five. Here's number five. You cannot solve a problem the same way you thought about it. Okay, I need your attention for like, I got 3 minutes. I need your attention for 3 minutes. I'm going to give you a puzzle, and you're going to enjoy this time, right? Let me give you this puzzle, and I'm going to solve it for you, but you're going to solve the next one. Here's the puzzle. Don't do anything. You're like, what is nana fish? One nana fish, two nana fish. You're like, bro, as soon as you told me that made sense. Right? Good so far? Can I do the next one? If you know the answer, don't shout it out. Don't shout it out. Just look and see if you know the answer. Apple pie. Oh, I get it now. How many of you are like, okay, you see it? How many are like, oh my God, that's what he said and I see it? Right? Let me give you one more. You're like, why should I be using a puzzle? I'm going somewhere. Right? What is this? One in a million. You're like, oh, as soon as you saw it, you got it. Right? Now I'm going to give you the hard puzzle. This is going to take 26 seconds. I'm going to give you the puzzle. Okay? If you know the answer, you cannot share it. Okay? Here's the puzzle. You have a candle, a book of matches, and a box of tacks. Your job is to put this candle, affix this candle on the corkboard and light it. But none of the wax can fall to the ground. You only have a candle, a book of matches, and a box of tacks. If you light the candle, put it on the corkboard, and the wax can fall. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think about how you're going to solve this. Okay. If anybody got it, raise your hands. Okay, look around. We got about 10% of the room. Now I'm going to show you the answer. Right? Here's the answer. You take the box of tacks, empty out the tacks, and bang it into the corkboard, and this is how it works. You know what you're thinking? Oh, that makes sense. Now that you've seen it one time, you get it. This is super important. This is called a eureka problem. A eureka problem is a really simple problem that when someone else gives you the answer, it is so simple that you're like, I got it, and you never forget it again. The issue with most of our business and most of our lives is the eureka problem. You don't need to go and solve eureka problems. You need communities to solve eureka problems. So you can be like, how do I do this? The community gives you the answer, because community drives achievement. Outsource everything to the community. Outsource your problems to the community. You don't have to solve anything. Right? You don't get any benefit from figuring out one nut fish and two nut fish. You just need to know how it works. And when you know how it works, you can make money in your business. So here's a normal question that you may be thinking. You may be like, oh my gosh, how can I teach my VA to edit videos? Or, oh, I'm embarrassed that I don't have a buyer presentation. Or, what should I say in a home buyer webinar? Or, I spent 9 hours on my content and I got 6 views, it sucks. Or, how should I structure the comp for my marketing director? Or, I'm angry because a local marketing agent has got like bad mouthing me. Or, my pipeline is completely dry, I feel like a failure. Or, what the heck is a Zapier? These are eureka problems. You don't have to figure out any of these. Someone has already figured this out. They can just tell you how they did it. There is zero reason for you to figure it out. Now, here's the number one thing that you should not do. Please listen to me. If you take nothing else away from today, can you please listen to me? Every Facebook group that you're part of that is out there, you should leave. They are terrible. They were launched 20 years ago to serve a completely different need. They are negative, they have haters, they have people trying to recruit you so they can get part of it done. That's what they do. And they have fake posts to generate engagement. You want a community that you can trust, that you can outsource these problems to. Now, whether you join the Ford Mastermind or whether you do something else, that's okay. But you have the like-minded people in this room who have already solved that problem. There is zero reason for you to be like, one nut fish. You don't have to do that, right? Because these are eureka problems. Our job is to completely outsource this eureka problem to the community. So, I gave you five Bugattis. But I want to ask a real talk. So here's the real talk. Our best clients come from our best clients. And our best clients refer us so that we can do a better job, better than our best job, for the referral. You don't deserve the referral because you did a good job once. You deserve the referral so you can do a better job the next time. And the only way to do that is to prepare. Because how you prepare shows just how much you care. Now, I give you 5 ideas, 5 strategies. But our business is about $1 billion business. Our business is about people. These 5 strategies are nothing because your humanity is greater than strategy. Your humanity is everything. They need to love you, they need to trust you, they need to feel safe with you. And every time I think about this, I think about this one phrase, which is, people need our energy before they need us. There's a 22-second video that I play to my kids every single weekend that I want to play. This 22-second video makes me happier and zappier every time. Okay? I want you to watch this 22-second video because I believe that one thing, which is people need our energy before they need us.
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate what's that you cannot find. Reaching for something in your head, you're in the torch, you don't believe in it, really, it's your manifestation.
Hey, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, if you never met, my name is Omar Altacori. I'm a friend of Neil's, but I love what Sharon was talking about. He's talking about being a unicorn. The way you future-proof your business is you become a unicorn. Say, I'm a unicorn. I think another cool way to say that is, I'm set apart. Famous rapper 2 Chainz would say, I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Let's go. Being different is the future strategy. And I just wanted to come in here and really just encourage you, because I was in your seat at Forward 2. I came to Forward, what would that be, 4 years ago? Can we get a little bit of house lights? Can we get a little bit of house lights? Just a little bit, if that's okay. If not, that's cool. Just say no, we can't. And the Lord said, let there not be light. Cool, okay. The seat you're in is very valuable. Forward 2, Omar Altacori. I was the kind of guy that's going to sit in the back of the room. Sis, what's your name? Brenda? Nice to meet you. Can you stand up there? This was the seat I was in. No one knew me. I said, hey, my name's Omar. Everybody's cheering. No one knew me. But I was stuck. I was stuck under 100 grand a year. And I wanted to break past that. But I got in the room. And you're in the room. Say, I'm in the room. Say, I'm in the room.
I'm in the room.
But I'm going to tell you, there's something different than just getting in the room. It's staying in the room. Sometimes We think just the room that we're in is going to do the job. No, staying in the room. So when I was here, and I was like, there's something different in me. I'm a unicorn. That was the thought. There's something different that I have to offer the world. I begin to hear these speakers speak life into me. And I'm like, I'm just going to do what the guy says on stage. I'm just going to do what Neil deGrasse says on stage. Because I see Neil, and I'm like, I low-key look like Neil, I just have more beard. And he keeps a 5 o'clock shadow. Hey, can we give it up for Neil one time? My hat. But I chose to stay in the room. The next 2 days, there will not be
an information problem. The next 2 days, there will be a soil problem. A soil problem. You know, I love reading the Bible. I love the secrets in Scripture that make you successful. And one of the most fascinating human beings of human history, Jesus Christ, he would say, if you don't get this story, you won't get anything. So it's like, okay, let me pay attention. He tells his disciples, his followers, he says, in every room, there's only 25% of people that get it. There's only 25% of people where it clicks. And he says, for the people that receive the information on good soil, the return is 30, 60, and or 100x. Somebody say, I'm the soil.
I'm the soil.
You know what happens with the other 75%? You talk yourself out of it. You let the worries of life snatch the information that landed in your heart. But I don't know if there is there 25% of this room. Can I, by a show of hands, would you say I'm one of the 25% in this room? That I'm good soil. Oh, I'm going to get that 100x return. It's your decision. You decide. The information is good. Now, notice that Jesus' students were around him. They were around somebody who was giving them the keys to their future. One of my favorite things about Neil is he's the greatest at just giving you keys. He just gives you keys. And he gives you keys because he's gone before. He goes before us, then it's like, Neil, what'd you find out? All right, cool, I'm gonna do it. And you guys are entrepreneurs, you know this. They say your net worth is determined by your... Your net worth is determined by your... You know what most people think about network? That I need a lot of people. I need to know a lot of people, and then eventually. But those that are successful would find, no, you just need a few. I would actually say, no. You want to know the secret sauce? Just find people like Neil, who is actually super connected, and by getting connected to Neil, your world gets big. One of my favorite things that Neil does is he invites people into his world. He puts the money up front to get into relationships, to get in the rooms, to lead by example. And it's like, okay, I got the keys. Here you go. Anybody love being in Neil's mastermind? Come on. Let's go. And my thing is that some of you came on your way here and you had an internal conversation. Whether it was on the plane. Hey, maybe it was a conversation with your spouse. Because I remember when I went to an event like this, I said, babe, I think everything's going to change after this event. And she said, I believe it too. And I wasn't the type of person, in all honesty back then, to buy the best room, pay for the most expensive plane ticket, and take the most expensive opportunity. I don't even like to use the word expensive. I just like to say premium. I pre-decided that this moment is going to be the demarcation for the rest of our future. And my wife said, let's do it. So before I even went, I was like, I'm doing whatever the guy says, I'm all in. And I look back at that moment, that was literally just a few years ago. And where I was stuck at 100,000, where Brenda was sitting, I launched my business, and in 18 months, multiple seven figures. First time.
There is no tricks. There is no hacks. A lot of people ask, Omar, what's the trick? How do I do it on YouTube? Should I upload once a week? How long should the videos be? I know why you're asking this question, because you're asking what's the least amount of work that I can do to get maximum results. Well, I told you, there's no tricks, there's no hacks. There's just guidance. And if you want to accelerate any season that you're in, if you want to get to the place you feel that you're supposed to be, the fastest way to get there is by someone else. It's by someone else. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is in Isaiah, where it talks about how God will no longer hide your teachers. That your eyes will be open. This is the person that's going to take me. Sometimes we think something's going to magically happen when the person is right in front of you. And I believe, from experience, that person is Neil Neiman. Someone that's open-handed. In a world where everybody's gatekeeping, there is no gatekeeping with Neil. In a world where everybody's trying to create proximity and exclusivity, he's like, come on in, let's hop on a call. I'm like, bro, you don't need to hop on a call, bro, you're a multimillionaire. He's like, no, we're not open. And it's people like that, I'm like, no wonder they're doing what they're doing. And I'm grateful that I can call him a friend. I'm grateful that, honestly, we have partnered together and we've opened up a really cool studio here in Las Vegas to take over an industry. And we're making moves. But doing it alone that is the long route. And so I just came here, I'm used to the guy you get in my content game. I'm like, bro, can you tell us about YouTube? I'll tell you about YouTube when you do whatever Neil says. No, I'm just kidding. But I just want to encourage you to know that the chair you're sitting in is worth upwards of 7 figures. Do you believe that? I'm saying the chair you're in is worth up to 7 figures. Do you believe that? I want you to stand up on your feet. And open your mind. Because the number one distinguishing characteristic I have found with uber successful people is their ability to take quick action. It's called speed of implementation. The reason why you want to take fast action is because the sooner you take action, the sooner you get the answer, the longer you get to enjoy the benefits. Don't wait. Somebody say, I'm good soil.
I'm good soil.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm gonna listen.
I'm gonna listen.
So clap your hands. Do you have a gun safe at your house? I'm like, do you? Well,
well, why are you telling me? You know, like, so many times people are critical of things they don't have, you know? So, interesting. But, you know, I was like walking around about to talk about, you know, how I'm doing this class. I'm super nervous. And, you know, does anybody have any tips on how to kind of quell the jitters and the butterflies? Because I don't know what to do. And so I was just documenting it. And so, again, I encourage you to start talking about not just what you're scared of. But I remember doing that class in 2019, and I was scared shitless. And I was like, you know what? I'm a terrible book for you. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to do the uncomfortable thing. I'm going to make myself uncomfortable doing it. And I'm really good behind the scenes at, like, driving attendance and all that stuff, but I wasn't good at the public facing. So for the first one I did, I asked somebody else to speak. So this is a hack for you guys. Say you're not prepared, you don't feel like you have enough, you can be the host. So if anybody was here at the first forward, second forward, I did my talk, but it wasn't the main thing. It was about the other people, right? And I still get credit for putting on the event. My brand still grows, even though I have asked it. So there's probably something you know in your inner circle that's really good at the thing. You can bring that person in, and you can introduce them and maybe add in a little bit here and there to think about them. And so that's what I did the first time. The second time, it was all on my shoulders, and I had to pull this off. So I did this big class. We had 120 people sign up. 72 people showed up. We had a really good show up, right? And I got out of that one class, for those 72 people, I got 7 new business partners, because those were real estate partners that would refer me deals. And, you know, we think about, on a basic level, a good referral partner relationship with us is like one closed deal every 90 days. So let's just say 4 closed deals a year times 7 in perpetuity, as long as we keep that relationship. Also, I got 2 recruits that came and worked at our mortgage company. Why? Because I said, hey, if you're in the mortgage industry, you should come to the class too. You know my stuff, you know the slides I'll give them to you. Like, what? Give your money to your competitor. I'm like, no, like, let's all learn together. And by the way, when they came there, they became fans of me, right? They love what I'm doing. Like, hey, how can we work together? Start the conversation and working together. So, and you guys know the math on this, either real estate or mortgage or insurance, whatever you do, you know the math on bringing in a producer into your company, into your organization or your downline, right? So think about what the ROI is. You know, I'm really bad at public math, but like, even back of the napkin, think about the ROI on me putting myself in that room and doing a shitty talk. Just trying to get through it. And I got that kind of result. So once I saw that, I was like, man, I gotta be all in on one-to-many selling. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. The model has changed, okay? This is what people don't realize. Our business has permanently changed, okay? The old way was just to get a lot of business from your sphere. You have a small circle, class, clients, friends, family, they call this your SOI, sphere of influence. And I'm gonna get a lot of business and I'm gonna survive off that. That used to be the way, but the thing that shifted is there's not enough business there. The new way is to get a little business from a lot of people. Okay? To talk to way more people than you've ever talked to before and do way more calls, way more appointments, right? But then there's a few people who are going to take action. There's a few people who are actually going to pull the trigger because people are more uncertain now than they've ever been. Would you guys agree that it's harder for buyers to pull the trigger than it was a few years ago?
Yes.
Would you agree that some of your referral partners don't have as much business to refer to you? So what does that mean? You need way more. And I think that's the biggest thing is the top of the funnel for most people in this room is too small. So when I figured that out, and this was even before the business had shifted, I was like, man, I just need way more at the top. And then I'll always have something at the bottom of the funnel, which is where all of us focus on. And so the way I think about this is the thing that changed my business and completely changed my life, it made me rich, okay, to be frank, is I switched my effort from one-to-one to one to many. Now, it doesn't mean that I still don't do the calls, that I still don't do the one-on-ones. Like Omar and Sharon said, we jump on calls all the time with people one-to-one. I still invest in relationships. But from my marketing perspective, instead of sitting down to make cold calls, because I don't like that, no knock if you do that, you love it, but I didn't like that way of doing it, why wouldn't I just invite hundreds or thousands of people and see if maybe 50 or 100 or 200 show up, and then I can talk to those people, because it's already done the vetting for me, right? And then from there, I can see who wants to work with me, and then I can go one-to-one. But I switched my effort, and it changed. So, by the way, does anybody here want to do one-to-one meetings till they die? Like one-to-one calls, knock on doors till you're done? Anybody love that? We got no takers, bro. So, it doesn't mean you don't like people, but it just means, for me, here's the difference. I don't want to talk to people who don't want to talk to me. I love talking to people who are respect and want to work with me. I don't like talking to people who think of me as a vendor or a commodity, and they think of me as just another diamond dozen, right? I want to talk to people that value. So, by the way, How many of you are parents in the room? Okay, a lot of us here. Who of those people has a ton of free time? That just, you guys have your schedule's wide open, right? It's a joke. You guys are laughing now, really. So we just need to be more efficient. And so what I thought I could do that would give you guys the most impact on this day, the biggest day of my professional career here in Las Vegas, is I want to teach you my one-to-many selling secrets. Would that be cool?
Yes.
Okay, these are the secrets that have been hugely impactful for my business. I don't try to go through all of them, but I think the most impactful ones that really drive the most results. It's not just about getting views on social media. This video went viral. So look, how do you get people to actually work with you, right? How do you get them to take the next step? So there's so many different things that you can do one-to-many marketing. Instagram paid ads, public speaking, referral events. You can do media campaigns, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, you know, VSLs, in-person events like we're doing right now. Communities like Sean brought up one example of one of the people who has a community. Webinars. There's so many different strategies, but I want to go through just the four ones that have had the biggest impact for me. And they're working right now. Not what worked before, but what's working today, 2025. Okay, and that is content marketing, online events, in-person events, and email marketing. People said email is dead. It's never been more alive if you're doing it correctly the way I'm about to show it to you. So, here's the deal. With content, I want to get forced into this first one right now. I think here's the thing that's missing. People are selling their services through content marketing. You need to just give the blueprint. So let me just shift the energy here a little bit. I want to show you one of many, many videos, just an example of how I give the blueprint. Okay, check this out.
So did you know that the government is actually helping people buy homes right now? Like in the state of California, they get you $25,000 to cover your FHA down payment, or in the state of Arizona, they get you $30,000, or like in Texas, they give you grants to cover your down payment that don't even have to be paid back. Nearly every state in the country has one of these programs, and then there's also federal programs to help you as well. I just saw one program where the state will match your down payment 4-to-1, so for every dollar you put up, they'll put up $4 to help you cover your down payment. But I keep track of all these programs throughout the entire country. I actually went through and made a cheat sheet of all the programs available in all 50 states. Whether you're looking to buy right now or even next year, knowledge is power, or in this case, money. So if you want to get access to this list, just comment the word home and I'll send it right over to you.
Did I ever pitch my service in the video? I actually gave you the things you can do it on your own. So I think you just need to realize this. People on social media love DIY. Everybody loves DIY until you get the box home from IKEA. Right? And then I want someone to come help me build this. Who can I pay? Right? So think about this. How could you really give it away without making it about you? So for most people in here, your call to action is like, if you'd like to have a one-on-one appointment, if you'd like this thing with my team, comment the word this and I'll send it, and then we'll send you a link or something. That's just a direct sale. I'm not giving you anything. So the thing that you need to give is almost like I would give it to you and you would just be able to do it on your own. But what happens there, in that resource, we have our call to action, we get massive top of the funnel awareness, and then they can move forward. I said this as a joke recently, but then a few people did it. I said there's a real estate agent in the room who's gonna go crazy and be like, maybe you should make a resource on how to buy a home without a realtor. As a realtor, how to sell a home without a realtor on your own, DIY, FSBO. Did you know that that person would get the most business? Did you know that the freaking mechanic who gets the most views and goes viral and is the richest on social media is the one who teaches you to fix your own car? This is the way it works. You need to provide the value, and then all these people come into your inner circle, to your following, into your tent, I call it, and then a few of them want to work with you. But there's so much massive top of the funnel now. You see the difference? If I'm only asking for the people ready to go right now, it's very small. So this is just one example of something that blew up for me, and I just see so many people like, hey, dude, I tried the thing, and I didn't have that many people comment, because the thing wasn't even useful. I don't want it. Like, would you want the thing you're offering? If you were just passively scrolling on social media, if not, you need to make that thing more valuable. So in this case, I just use AI to make a thing that's more valuable. The next thing I want to just quickly touch on is online events, webinars. I talked about this last year, and it's been the biggest thing. But I see one problem with the people who, after last year's event, even people in online that I just follow, that this is the biggest mistake you guys make with your webinars. You talk about the actual thing and not the outcome of the thing. And it's so hard. You know, it's like, we all do this. When it's our thing, we talk about our thing, because we just put our time and work into that. But you need to continue to talk about the outcome. They call this the Maui problem for entrepreneurs. You're selling a trip to Maui, and you're talking about the seats on Southwest. dude, check out the seat. Dude, the peanuts are so freaking good. And we got like airflow in the plane. And if there's no turbulence, you get a soft drink. What about the beach, bro? Like, you need to sell Maui, okay? So just remember this. Anytime you're thinking about the thing and you're telling him about it, why don't we talk about the outcome? And so think about this. This is one title that you can all use that I've been using that is crushing. I'm going to show you specific examples of this. The new way to get this desired outcome in this year, right? So example, okay? The new way is going to be something that gets more people who are early adopters. People love to be like in the know. All millennials love to be like, the you know, they got the new information. New implies that the current methods, the old are kind of outdated, and it creates a little bit of FOMO. I wanna know what the new way is. Now, it could be just new based on what's happening in the market right now. So like, just say for example, it was a seller's market, now it shifts to buyer's market. That's a new way, because it hasn't been like that for the last few years. That's new. So someone's like, it's not new, bro, I've been doing this for 20 years. Well, it's new to me, motherfucker. You know, like, new is a wide term. It's just, you decide what new is. So, the new way to get this outcome in this year, even if you face this problem, this is a great thing right here, okay? Even if you face the thing, is calling out the problem up front. So it's the 8-mile stretch. You guys see Eminem 8 miles? He called out the problem before the person had a chance to say it. You want to call it out right away. So I'm going to give you a real life example. The new way to buy your first home in 2025, even if you think you can't afford it. Would you come to this, or would you come to my buddy's webinar? I'm not going to make names here, but I screenshot these every time because I like to show people. He says home buyer webinar. First time buyer class. Does class sound appealing on 7 o'clock at night on Thursday? I just work all day, bro. Don't sell work. Sell the outcome. This is Maui. Here's Maui right here. Let's go to Maui. Okay, and so Sophie LaPointe, who's in our mastermind, I don't know where Sophie at. Oh, right here. She's crushing it, and she does webinars every month, I think multiple times a month, runs ads to them, and her one training strategy is content that leads to her webinars, which is called The New Way to Buy a Home in 2025. Finally purchase your home without the stress, confusion, and outdated advice. You want to come to this to learn the new advice from Sophie. So she gets people to register and people to show up on an average. Well, now she's had like several of these, but this I just averaged numbers. 41 registered, 22 show up, and 3 days. Like, and she's doing it to the masses. So we're trying to find out of this sea of people who's actually ready to start the process. Well, wouldn't it be cool if we just gather them all instead of calling each one? So this works as your filter. And then what's the other cool part is while you're teaching, you edify yourself and you get known as the one person I want to work with. So you go from one of many other agents or lenders or agents or whatever you are in your market to the only one I want to work with because you just taught me the new thing, okay? Let me give you some other examples that are crushing right now. The new way to buy before you sell in 2025. You know how many people have a home to sell and they want to upgrade? Did you know how confusing bridge financing is? Do you know that you don't need to sell your current home to buy a new one? You could just pull out a HELOC. This is all new. So the new way to buy before you sell in 2025, even if your money is tied up in your current home, this would crush, and it does. There's so many more, like the new way to access your home equity, and then you teach how fast it is to pull out HELOCs using Figure, or like these new tools that give you your money in 5 days. That's the new way to get a HELOC. You know why? Because the old way took me 2 months at Bank of America. The new way gets your money next week. I want to share this with you guys. That's something I want to attend, okay? The new way to house hack in 2025. House hacking has changed. You can teach them the new way. So I'm beating this to death because it crushes. I just did one called the new way for business partners. I went B2B. I was talking about B2C earlier. Here's a B2B example. I said the new way to win on social media in 2025, and it was my biggest webinar ever. I asked Gemini, hey, what's a good conversion rate for an opt-in landing page, right? Like a page where you sign up to come to my thing. What's a good conversion rate? And it said, exceptional, good pages achieve 20 to 25% conversion, meaning of the people that come here, 1 in 4 actually register to go. And amazing, exceptional ones can maybe get to 30%. I end up getting 52% conversion rate on this. Okay? So this is not, like, I will never teach you something that I haven't done at level 10 times the level that I'm asking you to do it at. None of this is theory. This is all proven and it's working right now. So this page, super simple, got this conversion, 52%. And then you're like, Neil, it's easy when you only have 300 people. Well, I did it on another one where I drove 23,000 people there, and the conversion rate was still almost 40%. Okay? Google says if you're a unicorn, you'll get 30. And I got almost 40%. Why? Because it's more attractive for people to sign up. Does this make sense for you guys?
Yep.
Is this helping anybody in this room? All right, so here's another one. That is like a hidden truth framework. What they don't tell you about buying a product, the secrets they don't want you to know. So this is another one that will work really well. Now, here's the thing. People who make their thing specific get paid. General people just do a lot of busy work and don't get shit, okay? So the new thing, as everybody's been telling you, is to pick your lane and go hard in that lane. Mm-hmm. This is the park, by the way. So here's the next category here, in-person events. Would you guys agree that I'm okay at putting on an in-person event? So this has been a big thing for me. I've done this for years. It's how I grew my business, both on the agent-to-agent referral, agent-to-lender referral, and also on the recruitment of other loan officers, right? Do in-person live events. The biggest thing you need when you do in-person live events, you need a certain type of energy. You need the energy of with or without you. It's not rude, by the way, either. This is going on. I would love for you to come, but no problem if you can't. When it feels like someone needs something, it's almost unattractive. You ever feel like this? So some of us are pushing so hard to fill our thing that we end up kind of repelling a few people. It's just too needy. So think about how you can make it better. And so my thing is this statement here. Nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd, right? So what you want to do is, even if it's small, book a venue that's smaller than what you feel you could fill. You'd rather have standing room only than like half the place empty. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do a 50-person event, book a 20-person spot. If you want to do a 25-person thing, book a thing, a round table in a meeting space that holds 10 people only. Make it private, highly exclusive. I have only 10 seats. This thing's going to be insane, and would love for you to be one of 10. If not, maybe you can catch the next one, but Godspeed. Good luck. I'm like, no, wait a second. How do I get in that room, right? This event sells out every year. Nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd. If there was like 70 people here and there's 1,000 seats, it would look weird. You'd be like, I don't know about that guy. Even though the content on the stage is the same, it would just feel different. So there's value just having more people in the tent, and make sure you adjust the size of the room. It's just positioning. This is all just psychological positioning. The other thing you need to do, and I just talked to Cap about this, is you need to capture really high quality footage. Do you notice that when we promote something, even if it's a small thing or a big thing, the footage that we're putting out is A1. It makes it look better than it actually was in some cases. Now, we do some good shit, but the video even looks better. So from the outsider perspective, it creates extreme FOMO. I'm like, man, dude, what is Neil doing with these little glasses? Like, I gotta get involved somehow. What's he doing? Well, there's music on when he gets there, and we're having fun, and you know, I have a videographer, and he captured the entire class, and for 6% of the class, people smile. The rest of the time, they're working. The smiles made the video, right? We're not like showing one part. We're showing the energy, the hugs, the you know, those energy moments, the high impact moments. That's what makes the cut on social. So it is a highlight reel. Now you can talk about the work too, but I'm saying for promotion purposes, the highlight reel still works. So do that. Capture that footage, and then ask people, what do you think about this one? So today you'll see this on, by the way, you're in a meta example because I'm doing this right now as I'm teaching this. So when you walk out throughout the week, throughout today and tomorrow, the weekend, people will come up to you from our team and say, hey, what do you think about the event? You're like, dude, this is so awesome. Man, I really want to take this forward. It's so great. This is the best thing I've ever been through. I just learned so much. You're giving all these little nuggets. All those little nuggets go together, and they sell next year's event, right? And it's all true. It's not contrived. I'm like, hey, would you mind saying this? Don't be captured once. If somebody says something negative, don't put it in the video. You might be scared, like, what if somebody does it? Well, they won't if you do a good job. And then B, it's like, you don't have to put that out there. So the other thing that crushes for me, and I've done this over and over, is send personal invites. Where's Lydia? Somewhere. Lydia just did a webinar, and we were just jamming on this, and she was like posting about it, and sending the email, and she's like, my opt-in rate's a little low. And then she did personal invites. What did it do? Yeah, so she did 50 people through primarily sending one-to-one messages. So Gary taught me this in 2019. I said, what's your biggest piece of advice to scale the unscalable? You need to send out personal messages to people. How many got a personal message from here, me, to come here today? There's quite a few of you guys. Now it's less as you get bigger. But I remember the year before, almost half of the room would go up. The year before, almost the entire room would go up. Well, how do you send thousands of one-to-one messages? You just block the time. Like, if you're gonna make calls, it's actually easier than calls. It's just sending one call. Sometimes it's the same message that you can send to multiple people. So, scaling unscalable is something that is typically not scalable. You figure out a way to do that. And so one of the ones I'll give you that works really well for me is like this front. You guys can steal this, use it. It's like, hey, I'm doing a small exclusive event. Make it sound private, make it sound exclusive, because you need it to be, on next Thursday, and I wanted to personally invite you. I convinced, this one I brought in a guest, so I convinced my friend, it could be like Cap, I convinced my friend Sean Kaplan to join us to break down how he closed 77 deals in 12 days using this method. Right? That sounds attractive. It's super tactical, plus great people in the room. Want me to save your spot? If not, like the energy is, if not, no problem. And you'd be surprised when people message you, yes, I'm in. And by the way, if you ever get to the point where you're selling like seats to something, where it's like, okay, this is actually gonna be a paid thing, I need to cover some of my costs. Ask this way, don't send a link to purchase, don't tell them about, here's the ticket, it's only this much money. Hey, would you like to be in? And they say yes, then you can close. A lot of our educational stuff is free, but then like when we're doing a paid thing, it's not sell first, it's give first. Let them know first why they should be there. So my buddy, I just brought up Cap because he does these in his market, and Cap has, he just told me this about 2 weeks ago. He's like, I've closed $40 million this year, and that was through June. So he's on track for just shy of $100 million a year in mortgage as a loan officer, and he's netted over $500,000 by doing local events, like I'm talking about, small local events. How many people come to yours? 20 to 30 people, and he does them over and over. So his one-to-many strategy is content on social consistently, and he does these local in-person events to close the circle, and then he gets business. Does this make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So Cap just posted this yesterday, or he bought you. He got so excited about his results, you know, he's like, what? I said, please don't post that, bro. But, you know, it works. What I'm telling you works. Maybe you want to give me this to, you know, open up. So think about this in terms of in-person. Now, the last one, which is most impactful, and I'll wrap up here with something really cool I want to share with you, is email marketing, okay? I've gone deep in email marketing this past 12 months, and I've just found it is so underutilized because people use it primarily to spam people. Okay, so with email marketing, less is more. My buddy Neil Patel told me this. He said he has an email list of over 1.5 million active subscribers, and he says his emails get delivered primarily because they're just text-based. It helps with deliverability. So you know those big, you know, templates in like Constant Contact and maybe some of the other services where it looks like a newsletter, there's graphics and there's things and your logos and everything? That is actually hurting your email. That looks like spam. That looks like an advertisement. So if you ever get one of my emails, it's just text. It literally looks like I emailed you from Outlook. So when you do this, your deliverability goes way up. If you're landing in the spam or junk, you're losing before you even left. So you need to get into the inbox first and foremost. And text-based email is all the way. It's working. So I asked my friend Jeff and I again, I said, what's a good email open rate for email marketing campaign? And they said, you know, generally a good campaign is considered anywhere from 15 to 25% open rate. So you send 1,000 emails, you hope 1,000 emails, you hope 250 people read the email. Right? That's pretty much the formula. So I started this thing as a test about, 90 days ago. And I said, then we call this once a week email called forward focus. Anybody get my forward focus email? Yeah, quite a few of you, okay. So I give one tip, super simple, text-based email. It will take you 60 seconds to read, 90 seconds if you're a little slow. And then at the bottom, it has a simple call to action for whatever it is I want to promote at that time. What is it? Value-based email. And so here's my open rate on these emails. Okay, I sent out 22,000 emails, and 83% of the people read the email. 70% of the people, depending on my subject lines or whatever. So these are the two most recent. Some people unsubscribe. Fuck you guys, you know? Unsubscribe to see who unsubscribe. Why? Did I taint your freaking inbox with my value-based email? It just pissed me off. But
so true.
You know, this number is a fraction of a fraction of a percent. So So if you're gonna send off small, like this is at scale, if you did a smaller list, it's gonna be like one or two people. And some of you guys don't send the email because of those two haters. Like, if they're unsubscribing from your good email, what are the odds they're gonna do business with you? You know, like those people aren't gonna work with you anyways. Don't ever run your business based on pleasing people that will never do business with you to begin with. Just move on. There's so many great people out here. So this is the open rate. And by the way, Google told you guys the best ones do like 30%. And I'm getting 70 to 80%. So this works. And so I actually saw another example. Alex Ramosi, who is a bit of a mentor to me through online content stuff, and he actually spoke on the stage last year. How many of you were here last year? So Alex says he started an email called the Mosey Minute. Takes you 1 minute to read, one idea, easy to scan, value-based email. So what's the value-based email you could do? I'll give you some ideas, okay? How about you do the Market Minute? Please someone steal these for the love of God, okay? I'm giving them to you. Real deal recap. You pick one deal, and you, if even if it just closed, or you have plenty in your history. The real deal recap. The rate rundown. Okay, I like alliteration sometimes. Mortgage Minute. What's going on this week in mortgage land? Really quick and dirty, I'm gonna give you the simple stuff in a 60-second scan. People don't have time to read our long newsletter. Just make it simple. The weekly power play. Maybe on the weekly power play, you say this program of the week that's helping people get results. And you just teach it. And you send that out once a week. And you're like, well, how do you have time to do this? How do you have time to brush your teeth, bro? You know, like, you just make the freaking time. Like, it's not that hard because you can literally tell AI, I started a new project in Claude, a new project in ChatGPT, and tell it what you want to do. Hey, I want to write these weekly emails. Here's what my goal is. Here's who the reader is. Please ask me questions. You can go back and forth with it. And then when you have your idea for the next email, once it gets the format correct, you're like, here's what I'm thinking for this week's email. I want to go over the fact that my friend Sharon just talked about his biggest way to future-proof your business is to heavily invest in 10 relationships that you can bet on for the next 5 years. How could we condense this down into the weekly power play? Or it'd be the whole email. And then obviously you need to adjust it to the way you do, but eventually it gets it so good that you literally speak the idea and it spits out the email. You still have to have good input. And if you're missing input, ask it to give you some ideas and you can go back and forth. But these are great things. So I'll give you an example of the format for how you write this email. This will work for anybody who wants to do this. This is great for people who don't want to do video as much. This is, you can do this in your underwear at home, okay? I put in your email name, so the work, say the weekly power play, and then this week's topic. Weekly power play, semicolon, relationships matter, or something. You know, whatever I'm teaching that week, right? It's B2B, it'd be one thing, B2C, be another. But in there, I put this big idea, why it matters, quick example, and then a simple CTA to go forward. The link would be like, if you want to book something with my team, if you want to take the next step with us. One link only, okay? Don't make it spammy. A, you get into the inbox more often, and people can just go targeted to one thing. You don't want a bunch of confusion. So here's my kind of like one-to-many thing. I do it all together. Instagram content, I do email marketing, I have online events, I have in-person events, and I attract people to work with us and come to our programs. This all works together, and it just starts ripping when you get the whole thing. The problem is, people want to do all of it at once. And so, you will lose if you try and do all of this at once. For the first few years, I just did the top one. I'm like, you know what? Before I get into all these other things, I'm gonna just get good at one and narrow my focus. Then I can start adding it. When the one feels a little easy to you, doesn't mean you're mastered it, you're expert, but when one feels like it's not this big boulder that you have to push every day, that's the time you can add the next one. If you add the next one before then, it breaks, nothing happens. And some of us have tried this. I've made the mistake myself, so I want to share that with you guys. So, by the way, any one of them on their own will be profitable for you. Highly profitable if you just use the tips I talked about today. Okay? It doesn't mean you have to do them all, but when you get all together, it's magic, okay? And that's where I think I've just gotten to that point where it's just starting to drive itself constantly. So, it, you know, I just want to make sure you guys understand that, like, it's not about how many hours you work for the next year or two, or how many more years you want to do. It's about how much value each hour creates, right? I don't know about you, but I'm getting freaking old, you know? Like, my face is going gray. I got permanent bags under my eyes from the stress of this industry. I've lost time with my family that I'll never get back. I'm not trying to grind harder going forward. You know, like, the answer is not make more calls, do this thing. Like, yes, I'm going to work hard and have really good work ethic, but I want to work smarter too. And you can do both. and be efficient with your time and have more time for your family and all that stuff. So each thing that you do, I want to just make it worth more. So I think about working smarter. It's not about just adding more shit to your plate. It's about making the things that I'm going to do already 10 times more valuable. Does that make sense for you guys? Mm-hmm. So we just get more leverage out of them. And I think about, you know, when you think about which one you want to take action, I love the fact that Omar and Sean talked about taking actions. Like, life rewards those who act, not the ones who are just planning. So when you're planning, it's going to be all the things. But when you pick one and go narrow, you're going to crush it because it becomes clear. I just saw this video from Layla Hormozy, and it just really spoke to me. Check this out.
Not sitting there thinking, do I believe I can make money? And I'm just like, I'm just going to do this shit and see what the fuck happens. And I think what stops a lot of people is they think that they have to be ready, but you become ready by doing the thing, not by believing that you're ready to do the thing. I have lived so much of my life in my head, and then I realized I had to get out of my head and into my hands and start doing things in the world. I took action, and then I let my beliefs catch up. Get out of your fucking head.
That was very rude, okay? But you guys understand the sentiment. It's like, dude, let's pick one that speaks to us, and let's do it. And then you'll learn. Get better at it. The first email is not as good as the emails I'm sending now. So I get the tweets. I got like 40-50% reach rate. Then I found out it goes up. I found out the best way to get people to read your emails is to write a better email. Kind of crazy, huh? Not to freaking send out a sales one. Who wants to read a sales email? It's good, and sometimes you have to sell something, but for the most part, it's not gonna work that way. So here's what I want to just wrap this kind of point up with. If you don't find a way to make money while you're sleeping, you're going to work till you die. Your hair will go, you'll lose more hair. Whoever told me, now you know why I need a hat. I don't know who your name was in here, but I hope you lose all your hair, bro. Because you're working too hard. I got mine. Okay? So I'm like, Whitney's like, no, baby, you have good hair, it's okay. Don't want to mess up your confidence. So,
yeah, me too.
It's just serious. Like, let's figure out a way to really get the story. I know it sounds like a fight game, but it's not. So many people here in this room are doing it. I'm doing it. Everyone on the stage has scaled a one-to-many strategy, and you can do it too. That's the whole point. And it's critical. I think if you don't implement one of these, I really, truly believe it's not fear, like, porn or whatever, you will see your business continue to grow. If you haven't seen it, you're going to see it grow more because the model has shifted and most of our industry is sleeping on this. So I've been saying it and now the shit has hit the fan. Visibility means ability. You guys don't have a business problem, you have an awareness problem. If you ever want more things, just not enough people know. I think you're great at what you do, you have the best clients, the reviews you get is awesome. We just need more people to know this. And what's going to happen when more people know this? More. So I think about how I'm going to implement these new things. How did I figure out all these things? The way I learned all of the one-to-many strategies that I use now is a three-step formula I'll share with you guys. It's LRC, okay? It's called learn, run, and then customize. So I learned it from somebody else. I learned it from my mentor. I was in a coaching program. I'm in mastermind. I paid someone to teach me the thing, give me the blueprint that works. And then I run it. I run the play. And then I customize, hey, this didn't fit the way I would say it. This one felt a little different. Let me customize the way for me on my personal level. But I run it first, because that's the only way you're going to know how to make the tweaks. And so how I learned this, because I joined Mastermind, this is me several years ago in 2021. One of the first Mastermind to join was all about marketing and people in real estate, but there's a lot of people in other industries as well. And we had a small group, there's me in the middle there, you can barely see me, but it was really cool. We got some cool experiences. I got some of these people I'm still friends with for life. And we got to learn these new things that I'm using today that pay me in perpetuity. I learned the skill. I was in another group where, I don't know what it is about boats, but all of our last friends, they were in Southern California, they were students on boats, either San Diego or Newport. And so I'd be on there, there's me, you can barely see me there, but this was a 100-person group. And I learned so much in the relationships I made in these groups. Changed my whole life, you know, by being in a community of people that were teaching me things that I didn't know. There's things I knew I needed to do, but then there's certain things I didn't even know existed. And when you got into those and seeing how people do it and them giving you the blueprint, that's what changed it. Mm-hmm. So these are two of my bigger mentors, two of the bigger masterminds I was in. My buddy Cole Hatter, who spoke at this event in years past, and Billy Jean, who spoke at events in years past. They introduced me to this whole idea and concept. And so I just want to share this with you guys. This is something that I've never shared publicly before. And I didn't like struggle if I could send it, but then I just said, I'm not going to do it. Okay. So back on June 21st, 2021, was a big date for me. I remember the date, June 21st, 2021. Billy Jean was in the mastermind, and he was launching the network. It's going to be elite coaching group, and we're going to do some big things. And it came with a sticker shock. It was $100,000, okay? And I remember being like, you know what? Dude, I've already gotten Starway. I'm going to do it. I think I'm in. And he's like, all right, cool. Like, let me know if not, no worries, bro. It's been great working with you, but I just wanted, I think you would crush in this. I'm like, okay, cool, let me think about it. And then I was like, okay, let's do it. And I talked to Whitney, and we kind of, I'm like, she's like, go for it. Whatever you want to do, I'm with you. I trust you. And I remember typing out the wire instructions on Bank of America, and just being like, okay, I'm going to send it. I actually had to add 12K to it because I asked Billy to speak on our events, and he's like, I'll do it, and I'll, if you join the thing, and I'll do the event, even though my speaking is 50K, but you just have to fly me private there. I was like, what? Okay, I'll do it. And then it was 12K for a jet. I was like, fuck, I shouldn't say yes. But so I had to wire him $112,000. Guys, that was a condo in Reno. And I was just, remember, typed the whole thing out. I'm like, dude, am I stupid? Like, I'm literally wiring a piece of real estate to just make a bet on. I knew that his information in the group was going to be good, but I was really betting on me. Am I really going to get an ROI on this? And, I'm telling you, I was literally shaking. You ever have those moments where you're kind of like a little bit uncertain and shaky? And I hit send and like put it away. Like, fuck it, let's go. And it was the most powerful thing I've ever done in business because that return made me millions of dollars in the coming years, right? In the beginning, I had an initial return, but it just kept paying. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And so I continued to invest in these. And, I did all throughout the years. And this is why I'm here today, because I invested in myself. And there's so many more of these where I continue to pay $50,000 year to be in, and people are like, dude, that's crazy that you spend so much money on yourself. But even on this screen, for what is it, $250,000, I look at over that time period for 5 years or 4.5 years, and I had two businesses. One is mortgage business, and this is directly from our profit and loss statement after paying commissions. This is not net after paying rent and salaries, but this is the gross of actual commissions earned and then of the forward business in the last 5 years. And between the two businesses, there's been $24 million in sales in those 4.5 years. Now, maybe I get to keep, the profit margin is different on each business, but maybe you keep around 50% of that. And so I think about, if I just keep 50% of that, and I invest in 250 grand to make millions of dollars, that is a total return of 4,608%. Like, where could I have gotten the return unless I bought Bitcoin, at the lows, right? Unless I got freaking lucky out here in the slot machine or something, right? I bet on myself and it paid off. And then I was like, okay, I asked ChatGPT, I'm like, hey, what's an annualized return? Because over the 4.5 years, it's not really comparable to standard investments. And the annualized return is 152%, right? And that is after taking out all expenses. So I just want to share with you that this has been the single greatest investment I've ever made and continue to make because of the return. Like a lot of people are looking for the next best investment. There's nothing that will pay you more than just increasing the amount of money that you can make. That is the best thing. And opening doors that you didn't think were possible. And so when I teach all these things and you hear from all these speakers, does anybody in the room ever feel like you're drowning in advice, like ideas? Anybody feel that overwhelming feeling? You don't quite know. Some of us admit it, some of us maybe got it all together. Let me know which drugs you're on. But what I found is a lot of people think that I don't take action on these ideas. I come to the thing, I write the notes, and I'm excited, and I don't do it first, and I get lost in the sauce. And you might think like, hey, I'm just lazy, I'm not the right person for this. But it's not that you're lazy. What I found is you just lack clarity. Okay, when you get clarity on what you want to do and what the thing is going to be, and you have the blueprint, and you can do it, and you get some help, action becomes automatic. It no longer becomes pie in the sky. It's like, I can do it, let's go. And then it becomes a lot easier. So I think about strong clarity leads to just focus. You're just focused. But clarity, lack of that, just being all over the place, that's what you feel in your head when you're uncertain. That leads to distraction. And so what I wanted to do was, I wanted to, bring on all these things that have changed my life, I wanted to bring it to our industry. And so back in 2022, I launched the Forward Mastermind. This was our first group. And I wanted to do the same thing that I've been done for you. I wanted to bring it to my people. And it was the most powerful thing. There's a few of you guys who are in that group right here still with us today. And we did this group, and it was amazing. Like, I got to see such cool results because we were doing a new thing, and we were talking about new ideas that people in our industry weren't talking about, and people were getting great success. And I was like, man, we're onto something. And the group just kept growing. I love this thing from Hormozy. He says, you know, make it hard to avoid the things and the people that make your life better. It's so simple, yet few people do it. Just be in the room with the people. Like, even being in here, you're much more likely to do the thing because there's so many people doing the thing here. And it's encouraging. You go back to your island or your company where people aren't doing it or they're being negative, it's very hard. So change your environment, change your life. Sounds cliche, but it's true. So we kept growing the group, and this is the current group that we just had. Sharon, clap it up for the current forward mastermind. Man, it's just really cool. Like, it's been amazing to see for all our mastermind people that are here. It's been great to see the growth in numbers. But what really gets me is the level of just confidence that you can have in yourself. You know, people get emotional because I went through the same thing where I didn't have the confidence to come up here and talk to you guys. And I see people in the group go through that same process, and it's like the world just opens up for you, you know? It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen, so. If I got nothing else, the confidence, that's worth its weight in gold, you know? So I just wanted to continue delivering that, and so we continue doing that, and then for today, if you guys know this, many people have been asking this topic. Every year at the board event is the one time when you can join our mastermind. And this is the one time you can do this. So I want to share with you guys just something really quick about how this works for the people that are interested. And I thought, well, you know, I can tell you how cool it is to be in this group with these amazing people and the events that we do and the locations, but we are a media company right first. And so let me just show it to you. We'll play the video really quick. When I started this mastermind, I wanted to create a place where the ideas and the collaboration were just on another level. Like 1 + 1 = 10. What actually happened blew me away. 100 top producers and rising stars come together to stop competing alone and start accelerating together. Every handshake's a solution, every conversation is a new playbook, every laugh is just a sign that you're finally with the right people. And this is not just networking or education. This is what happens when you stop drowning in advice and start moving forward with absolute clarity. Your path forward, and you're surrounded by these people who won't let you play small, the action becomes automatic, and then that's when you get the results. And so 1 year from now, there's a few of you in this room that will look back at this moment right now and call it the pivot that changed your business. This isn't for everybody, this is for the few, because this year is going to be the most powerful mastermind yet.
But with the right people, it's the accelerator.
Yeah.
Forward is growth, empowerment,
inspiring,
potential,
community,
emotional,
amazing,
impactful,
life-changing, one heart,
community.
Energy.
Forward is growth.
Inspirational.
Initiative.
Inspiring.
Growth.
Keep going with
achieve and what we have achieved with our members. And we want people in our group to become highly visible, high margin, opportunity magnet that's working with better clients on your terms and alongside a network that won't let you play small. Like, the people in the group will literally, like, if you're playing small, they'll pick you up, they'll give you shit, right? Like, Rick doesn't like when we do that, but we give you shit, right, bro? Like, people call you out. You know, Jeff and Bunny, same thing, they'll call you out. If you ever need a buddy to talk to, there's people here that do that. And it's become like this family. So who is this group for? It's not for everybody, like I said in the videos. It's for a top producer or a rising star who knows there's another gear that wants to take things to the next level or do something fresh in the business to get to the next level. It's also for someone who wants to be known, because the known thing is a big thing. You want to be known as the most known person, the best person in your market, using one-to-many marketing, okay? Which is all the things we talked about earlier. So if you want to use those tactics to become more known. It's someone who values speed, clarity, and relationships. You really value the relationships, like Sharon talked about, the 10 relationships. You value that over the DIY trial and error. And it's somebody, this is very important, it's somebody who wants to share their wins and lift others. Everybody in the group, when Kaplan doubled his following this year, he's like, here's my prompts, here's the AI thing I did, here's the thing, please change it so it doesn't sound like me, but like, please use all of my stuff, you know? Because he cares about helping the other people in the group. It's his family, right? So we want people that are willing to lift and go in the group. And because of that, everybody wins together. Now, who's this not for? It's okay, you know, if it's not for you. It's not for most people, like I said. It's someone just looking for a quick hack to get the next deal. Like, you can run ads and there's people that can help you do that. That's good. But this is a system and a process that will pay you for a lifetime. And this is what we're investing in here. Somebody who just wants to compete on price. It's probably not for you, because we're anti-commodity. Like, we're using technology, of course, but we're building personal brands, which allows you to have people pay you more for your service, not less. So I know that sounds like a no-brainer, but there are people in the room who are like, I just have a discount thing, and I just want to make that a value proposition. This would be tough for you if you did that. The other thing I don't want people, and I've had a few people in the group who did this, they're along with us, so just people who are all about the gossip and the drama and negativity, We have this thing called no negative talk aloud. Yeah, you can be real, but we're not allowed to like talk shit about what we're doing or when we fail. You know, big thing when you're making a piece of content, like, man, I suck, I freaking can't get this thing. The words you say to yourself matter. Do you guys remember when Jesse Itzler said the words you say matter? I never forgot when he said that to me. It matters. Your self-talk is more valuable than anything I can teach you from the stage. So we prefer that you don't do that type of shit. And then the other thing, if somebody in here is a lone wolf, like you just want to win alone, you want to crush it and keep it to yourself, that's fine. I'm no shame, but this wouldn't be the group for you, because we are all giving each other and helping each other grow. So I just want to wrap this up, and if anybody's interested, would love to have you in the group. But before I do that, I just want to quickly show a few more members. This is Brady, who's in the group, and he joined last year at this event, and he grew his following from 3,800 to over 15,000. And he's closed over $70 million in loans year to date. And his one-to-many strategy is consistent content on Instagram. He hasn't even started doing a lot of other things other than a few things here and there, but he's just ultra-consistent with the content and staying in front of his best partners. The coolest part about the Brady story is he told me afterwards, where are you, Brady? Somewhere in here. I don't know where he's at. I see him over here. He's like, the coolest thing about it was he said that he was able to move. So they wanted to move across the country, but he didn't want it to affect his business. And so now he can live wherever he wants, and he's having a great year in business, right? Vic, who's over here, she's like, some people don't like some of the photos we take, but I'm like, man, we take such funny photos at our events. And she added 77 agents to her downline, because her thing is, I want to grow my HP downline. You know, whether it was real HP, it doesn't matter. And her strategy has been doing consistent content, but then adding local events. She crushes local events. That's her one-to-many strategy. Lindy, who I just talked about a little bit a while ago, she's been doing content. Her first year of the mastermind, she crushed content, had her biggest year in the mortgage industry last year, which is saying a lot considering how tough it was. And this year, she implemented a new strategy of software content, which is webinar. And she told me afterwards, like, this one strategy made this entire year worth it for me. Her thing was a business-to-business partner webinar. Nick Staka is in the group. He's actually in insurance. We do have a few insurance financial service people. He grew over 30,000 followers this year. And then he launched a community for his industry. And in addition to his core business, his community made $230,000 in the last 10 months. So clap it up for Dick. That's so cool. And his strategy is content plus webinars. And you should follow these people. That's why I put their IG handles up here. And by the way, I can do this for days. I can't do this. We would be here till the end of the day. We can go through person after person after win after win. Some people, all different types of wins across the spectrum. Gio actually joined as a solo agent. Pop it up, Gio. Where are you at? Well, I love this guy. He's booked the best dance on the group, too, by the way. Okay, we'll go on with it. But he's like, yo, I went from a solo agent a few years back. Now I have a team of nine. And he told me the story at one of the bars we're at. He had a little emotional. He's like, man, but the biggest win for me was my wife got to quit her job. And I was like, man, that's so cool. Because that improves not, it just made me realize the impact. It's like not just the bottom line. It's like we affect families here and with the quality of life. And his thing is being consistent with the content and speaking more. He does public speaking and events and he's starting to speak at more of them. Mace, bro, where are you? Right here? Mace told me this yesterday. He was like, man, when I joined at $200,000 a year, now this is his 30th mastermind. He is already at $500,000 and it's only 6 months in. So he's on track for his first $1 million a year. Net W-2, clap it up. Like his strategy is content. These aren't huge influencers. These are people just running the plays that work. Content plus local events. And this is the part I love about Mason's story. He messaged me, and this was a few months ago. I don't even think you remember this, but he told me, hey man, I was on a vacation. This is the first time in my life I've been able to be out of the office, truly out of the office, and not worried about my business. You know, that hit me because I've been on so many trips where I'm not present with my family. You know, where you're checking the laptop. Like, how many of you have ever brought the laptop to the freaking beach or the pool? Right? We're like, dude, this is just the way it works. No, it's not. It doesn't have to be like that. So remember, think about this. It's not about the number of things you do. It's the impact of the few things that we actually master. That's what I want to focus on. And so here's the deal. It's a one-to-many strategy. One video is going to replace this. One stage, one Zoom. That's the whole thing. What is going to be your strategy? That's the first thing we focus on in this mastermind. So I'll give you a breakdown of how this works. We start off our mastermind with a one-to-many launch pad. That's the first thing we do. For the first call this season, we're going to go through the process of what is your strategy? Let's get clear on that, because when you have clarity, you can make action from that. Now, it doesn't mean you have to stick with it always. You can pivot, you can add new things. That's fine. You'll bring in a lot of information, but I want to get clarity. We also do two events there in October and March every year. These are in-person exclusive events just for the members. They're in a really nice, high-end resort, and we just have a great time, and everything's, that whole process, those events, are just for the mastermind, included in the thing. We also do elite strategy sessions, so every other week on Zoom, you're with myself, you're with people like from my network, like Sharon, and all these other guests, Irwin, and we bring in new guests. We also just do hot seats, where we help somebody group, and everybody else benefits from that. So we do that every other week. We also have an access advantage pass. This is something that people utilize to get a ton of value from. If there's somebody in my network that would bring value to you, it's an email or a text right away. So if someone's like, hey, Neil, how would I get in contact with this person? My network is your network, right? So anybody that hits up stage, we have Chris Medina in our group, he has a podcast. Many of the people that have spoken on the stages of Forward as a Mastermind have been on the podcast. It just leverages it. So you can use that to your advantage. You also get access to our portal and all the stuff that we can do. So as a new member, you kind of get the benefit of the last few years, all of that data that we can do. And so here's the investment for people. You know, this is a $50,000 mastermind a year. That's what I paid for a group that didn't even do as much value as this, but I wanted to bring it and make it more attainable for people in our industry. And so the investment for this is $90,000 a year, just under $20,000 a year. There's a huge discount for our members to pay in full annually. That's for the full 12 months. And most people do the annual discount, but if you want to do the payments, that's cool too. Either way, whatever works for you. Like I know a lot of people have their companies reimburse them, or they do expenses through their whole accounting system. So whichever works. But essentially, the biggest part of how we start this process today is going to be when you join, we're going to do this one to many. That's the first thing, so we can get clear on what your thing is, and that's going to cause the highest amount of ROI in the next 12 months, and we're going to have a lot of fun together. Okay. So how many of you would be interested in learning more about our mastermind? Just raise your hand, show of hands really quick in the room. And so for these people, I think it's like usually a third of the room. I just want to give you the information on how you can do that. So you can scan this QR code, and it's just going to ask you a few quick questions. It'll take you literally like a minute, less than a minute to do. So scan, if you have interest and would love to learn about joining the group, this is the only opportunity you have to do so at this event today. And then it fills up and then we're locked up for the next 12 months. So you just have to wait until next forward. And that happens to people. So if you want to scan this, do so now. And I just want to offer one bonus to people. You know, somebody said it earlier, they said the person that takes action first is is the one who gets more success, speed of implementation. That's me at this point in my career, and I want to reward the people who do that. So we have a workshop here. Omar talked about this earlier. We have a new workshop. We have a new event space here in Vegas. And so I want to do this bonus today for people who join, and it's going to be for up to 50 people. By the way, this group has 100 spots, and we have usually 40 or so that are taken by our existing members that are new. So we met already. Our mastermind got together before the board event. Four of these people continue on with us. So there's 60 spots available today. Just 60 spots. And then so of the 60, we're doing 30 of them. The first 30 people who join. I'm going to do this talk here at our studio called The Secrets of Talking Sales. We're going to make it a one-day workshop. Okay? Selling things, whether it's your service, whether you want to recruit, whatever it is that you want buyers, you want sellers, it doesn't matter. You want business partners. Putting together your signature talk that takes people and gets them to trust you and obviously goes through the process, all the psychological triggers to learn something from you, and then obviously move them forward to action, has been the greatest thing I've done in business. It's allowed me to blow up both businesses, both mortgage and the forward business. And so I put this together as a science, and I'm gonna just give it to you guys. So we're gonna sit together for a day here at our workshop live in person. We're gonna go through that whole process. This alone, people will, is worth the entire year of being in the mastermind. Everything else becomes icing because of how of much of an ROI this is. So, and by the way, this works no matter what outcome you want. So that is gonna be for the first 30 people today. And then everybody else, you'll still get access to all the resources, but I can only fit 30 people in this actual process, okay? And so we're doing something separate for our renewal people too as well to make sure you guys get it in person. But I just think about this, just leaving you guys with this thought, man. A few years back, in 2018, I said, I'm not gonna spend another year doing the same shit. You know? Like, man, I just wanna do something different. And I didn't realize it at the time, but every decision I made has been tied to who the future person would be. So when I did one thing on a given day, 12 months, 24 months, 36 months later, I was in a completely different place. Not because of all the action I took, but from starting that one day. So it just made me realize, so many of us in this room, including myself, have gone through life and gone through days where you don't realize that you are in the middle of a moment, a consequential moment that could change your life and your business. You know, so many times I've even been in a disagreement with somebody and something shifted for them during that disagreement and they were never the same after. You ever had that experience with somebody? That was a consequential moment and you didn't know it was a consequential moment. It changed the course of that relationship, right? So same thing is true in life and in business. And so I think about some of these moments. These are just the ones that I thought of off the top of my head last week. But like, I remember in the August 18, 2018. That was the day I posted my first video. My life has changed because of the action I took on August 18. In January 15, 2019, I paid $10,000 to do a thing. We ended up paying $20,000 afterwards because of a coaching session. But I paid money to meet with Gary Vee and do a podcast. It's on my YouTube right now. My brother was with me as well. And I was like, shocked that I was even doing that, but at the time, it changed my life and business from that one business. I didn't know at the time, but it put me on a new path. I hosted my very first event in 2019, my own one, in Reno, Nevada. I turned my office on October 26th into a media company. I signed a new lease and we turned it into actually creating content in the office. On the 11th, 2021, I paid $100,000 for another mastermind. Changed everything. July 21st, 2021 was the first forward event. That day is a consequential day for me, right? And then other, just so many things along the way. So think about this. When you're sitting here today, whether you join the mastermind, you do something else, you're in the middle of a consequential moment. You need to recognize that. You're not just deciding what you're gonna do on an idea today. You're deciding who you'll be next year. Does that make sense for you? Think about that. Who do you want to be on July 11th, 2026? Like, what type of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the company creator? Do you want to be the type of person that goes after your goals? Do you want to be, have this certain new product or service launched? Who do you want to be on that day? Well, if you want that to be you on that day, then we need to trace back to today. What do we need to do today to make that happen, right? This date, by the way, is coming for all of us, regardless, right? It's gonna be here. What type of person do you want to be? And what skills do you want to have 1 year from now? Now, for some of us in the room, I would love to have you in our community, and we would love to just take things to the absolute next level and be in a completely different place 4 months from now. And then for everybody else, you know what? Like, there's other things you can do, right? There's skills you're gonna pick up here and there. But if you want to do this, and you want the best people in the room to do it with, this is your community. And we will be out here. So the next step is, if you are interested in joining, you want to take advantage of that one, when you leave the room right here, our team is right in the back in the corner. They'll walk you over. We have a booth outside. You guys, many of us already talked to them earlier today, but they will get you all set up and squared away. If you have questions, we'll meet you out there as well. But what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna take a 20-minute break. This is the time to get information and join if you'd like to join. During that break, you can get connected, get re-energized, because right after the break, my friend Dan